في ليلة من الليالي لست أدري ما تراني ظلمة تمر بي
أرى. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to your 8th episode of Faith Positive Ramadan Reminders with me, Abdullah. Today's is titled Valuable as Dawood, and it is for especially for those people who, despite Ramadan now having well settled in, are finding it difficult. You're finding it difficult for that broken sleep. You're finding it hard that you're working and you don't get much time to pray. You find it very, very difficult to have to read a little bit of a Quran and then not have time to read the rest. So we're going to talk about Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam and why we can take some kind of solace and comfort from his story. It's been mentioned by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam that when Allah created Adam, Allah wiped Adam alayhi salam's back with Allah's hand until all the souls that were going to be born till the day of Qiyamah emerged from Adam alayhi salam's back. And in front of every human eye, Allah placed a shining light and put them all in front of Adam alayhi salam. And Adam alayhi salam asks Allah, what is this? Who is this? So Allah replied that they are your children. Now Adam alayhi salam noticed a man among them who they had a special light about him. His light was very attractive. So he asked Allah, my Lord, who is this? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh, that's one of the last of your children and his name is Dawood. Adam alayhi salam said, how long is he going to live for? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he only has 60 years. Adam alayhi salam said, that's short, Allah, give him 40 from my age. So later on, when Adam alayhi salam's life came to an end, the angel of death approached him, and Adam alayhi salam said, no, but I have 40 more years left. And the angel replied, you gave it to your son Dawood. Adam alayhi salam had forgotten the incident and he denied it, and so did his children thereafter. But that is enough to make us realize that Dawood alayhi salam definitely had something special about him and many virtues. But today, for today's purpose, we'll remember the saying of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he mentions the most beloved prayer to Allah is the prayer of Dawood, and the most beloved fasts to Allah are the fasts of Dawood. He used to sleep for half the night and then pray for next one third of the night, and then he would sleep for the remaining sixth. He used to fast on alternate days, and among his other virtues was that he never backed away from an enemy in battle, and he always ate off the earnings of his own hands. He never took any money as a handout for his services to his community. He always, whatever he worked for himself, that was what he used to feed himself and his family. So, you're breastfeeding, or you're pregnant, or you have some kind of thing that makes it very difficult for you to fast one day or not fast the next day, take some kind of solace in this and the prayer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had for Dawood alayhi salam. Obviously, it didn't relate to the month of Ramadan, but that was his general demeanor and his general routine. But still, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a special light. I hope that's faith positive for you today. Until next time, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.